Okay, so that very long train ride wasn't so bad. I don't know what made me think it would be. Something about having a three-borough day or going all the way through Manhattan, but it's not really all the way through Manhattan. Only half of it. Not even half of it. What am I talking about? So, and I don't think that was actually Bushwick. I thought it was because I saw a sign that said Bushwick, I don't know, diner or something like that. That I don't think that was actually Bushwick. Critical matter, I know. I thought I might go see a movie right now. The only one that looked interesting was Greta. But it's over 3 hours long. And that should be obvious by now. It's not like I have a lot to do today. But I don't want to be sitting there until... Well, first of all, it doesn't start until 6 anyway. I might go if there was an earlier showing during the day. I'll have to think about that. And I don't really know if I want to watch it anyway. I think the Star is Born. I think that stars Lady Gaga. And she seems like the genuine article and all that. A real person, but I'll be honest, I can't remember any of her songs. I probably do. I probably recognize them, but without knowing that she wrote them or sings them. But anyway, there was this thing a few years ago. It was discovered that there was a Facebook group which had 12 members, and it was formed years ago when Facebook was only about a year old, and I think certain colleges and universities had access to it. Boy, those were the days, huh? But 12 people were in this one group called Lady Gaga, You Will Never Be Famous, except they didn't call her Lady Gaga. They called her by her real name, and which I can't remember. And this little bit of this gets written up every once in a while. It makes the rounds on Twitter or wherever. And it's fair enough to say that those people were haters and assholes and possibly even idiots, but at the same time, taking such glee in calling people out for being assholes in college and for making a mistake, being wrong about something, that has its own whiff of enmity about it too. But that said, I get it. There is some comedy. I mean, imagine if there was like an Elvis Presley hate club back when he was a kid. Now that's not a likely scenario. But there were some producers whose names have been conspicuously absent from discussion of the Beatles' early days, and that would be the producers who turned them down. I mean, who wants to be known as the person who turned down the Beatles? But as far as I could tell, the names of the people in that Lady Gaga Facebook hate group were not identified.